Sat Yoga is the original yoga, and it contains all of those that have derived from it. The first being that of Raja Yoga, the yoga of royalty, of self-sovereignty. Because the Raja Yogi is one who gains the divine right of kings, a right that the world has now lost. There are no longer real kings or queens or royalty, because spiritual royalty has been lost. The Jnana Yoga is necessary to support the Raja Yoga, so you understand the knowledge required to regain your lost kingdom. And so the foundation of that kingdom is your body. When you meditate, you must sit as royalty. Until this physical body became quite old and with knee problems, I would not be sitting on a couch. I'd be sitting on the floor. But when you sit on the floor or a zafu, you must sit with your shoulders back, as a royal being sits, not hunched over. If you hunch your shoulders, then your head will soon droop and you will fall asleep, and the prana will not flow, and your aura will not shine. You will curl up into a contracted entity. You must sit properly for that royalty to be manifested in the physical dimension. But no one who is not old, sick, infirm, or with knee problems should be sitting in a chair. You must be grounded. There must be that triangle of base that supports the development of the consciousness through the spinal cord. The entire central nervous system and the peripheral system must be awakened. The prana must flow through the nerves properly. And if you are not sitting in an open way with the stomach forward and the shoulders back, the energy will not properly flow. But that's just the lowest level of the foundation of your kingdom. The divine right of kings comes because your mind is connected to the King of Kings, the Supreme Lord, and you receive the direct corona of light from the God Self. If you do not receive that corona, the third eye will not open, and the vision of your true nature as Chaitanya, as Buddhatha, as the infinite one self, connected to the entire unified field of consciousness that precipitates the cosmos, will not be connected, and the energy of the divine, the supreme power, will not flow into the body in the first place. And when you are disconnected from that power, not only do you lose your royalty, but you lose your coherence. Your mind cannot function. Your willpower is cut off. Your mind will chatter and be chaotic, and you won't be able to stop it. royalty is mastery over the mind, so that it obeys you. And when there is something to think about, your thoughts move like a laser beam and solve all problems rapidly without having to think about them. In the state of spiritual royalty, you do not think at all. There is instantaneous knowing. And that instantaneous knowing is telepathically communicated and received so that no thoughts are necessary. Thoughts in the form of language simply creates an obstruction to the receiving of the telepathic communication that is a download from the infinite self into the brain. It will not be received if your mind is chattering or in a grosser state in which you can only perceive ideas in the form of language or images or some concrete form that is projected. The mind must become extremely subtle so that it is attuned to the mind of God, which is absolutely subtle. If your mind is not attuned to God's mind, then your meditation is in vain, because royalty will not be received and it will not be retained. It's that royalty that is the key to mastery over the kingdom of the self. It must be earned. And it is earned through surrender to the Supreme Lord until one is raised to that level and unified with the Source through one's total dedication, devotion, and absorption into the Infinite Consciousness. That infinite consciousness is your real original state. But because you have been in Kali Yuga, and especially in this life at the end of Kali Yuga, you have been possessed by a demon called the ego that has filled you with its thoughts, its desires, its reactivity, its stupidity. The ego mind controls you. It has usurped your consciousness. And so to regain your kingdom, you must begin as a guerrilla warrior. You must overcome the mind that has usurped your consciousness, because it is an illegitimate mind. It is not the mind of God, and it has no business as being your operating system of your brain, because it has disconnected you from God. But all are children of God and manifestations of God, and the mind of God is our inheritance. Because we have left the mind of God for a demonic ego mind that has no royalty and no power and no self-mastery, we have fallen into ever lower states of stupidity, incoherence, lack, inadequacy, inferiority, and its compensatory anger and aggression, paranoia, and all of the other mental disorders that the ego is plagued by. And it cannot escape its narcissistic bubble to avoid feeling and knowing the unbearable truth of its pettiness, having fallen from infinite consciousness into a tiny, constricted form of itself. We must get out of degradation by overcoming that false mind. and all that it has done to us in crippling our personality, in closing our hearts, in keeping us unable to love, to feel, to be one with nature and the supernature of our true form. And it has kept us in a state of paranoid aggressivity and fear, and worst of all, insatiable desire for things, for phenomenal security, for safety, and lusting for gratification of that little ego mind that takes it ever further away from the God self that we are. So let us dedicate this retreat to regaining our spiritual royalty, to earning again the divine right of kings and queens, so that we create a kingdom of heaven. That kingdom can only be created if we have karmically earned the right to live in such a kingdom. But if we do not overcome the hell realm produced by our own ego first, we cannot evolve a world that will be such a paradise. And we will return to another hell realm in our next life, and will have failed to escape from the prison of our own ego mind. That is the demonic antithesis to the God consciousness that we really are. Claim your divine right at every level by having only divine thoughts, divine love, divine intentions, divine service, divine posture, divine attitudes and orientations, divine relationships. And to realize and recognize the divine, the beautiful, the infinite and eternal self manifesting in every being, but especially in every sat yogi who is intentionally transforming life through the surrender to God and the transcendence of the ego and the dissolving of that demonic tendency produced by the ego thought forever, so that the world itself will be fumigated from the fumes of hell that are filled in this world because of ego consciousness. We must be the ones who clean up not only our act, but the action of planetary consciousness. We must clean the noosphere. And to do that, our own noetic field must be absolutely pure. This is the last moment we have to achieve this great task. We must not fail. It requires absolute dedication to God and to have no other desire than union with God. That is our salvation, and that is the only service that we can accomplish for the world that is our own projection, our own dream that has now become a nightmare, to prevent further blowback from the projection of ego consciousness into a world that has become oppressive and tyrannical, as every ego mind is. We must destroy it at its root within our own consciousness and not blame any other force than our own failure to remain true to our true nature. May we realize, remember, and abide as the uncreated self, the absolute formless consciousness, and not identify with the vehicle or with desire or with language, but remain in the thought-free, pristine consciousness of total presence, and the ego will dissolve, and you will gain your freedom and mastery and royalty once again, so that the world can be transformed in the image of godliness. This is our task. We must not let the ego interfere. Victory to God. Jaya Dev. May you give victory to the God self within you and share that victory with all.